Aliens in the Family was a short-lived and unique sitcom that aired on ABC in 1996. Created by Andy and Susan Borowitz and produced by Jim Henson Productions, the show combined traditional sitcom elements with puppetry and animatronics to tell the story of an interspecies family, a human father married to an alien mother, and their blended human-alien children. Despite its innovative premise and the involvement of the Henson Company, Aliens in the Family struggled to find its audience and was canceled after just 8 episodes, leaving it as a memorable yet quirky footnote in 1990s television. This is TV Casualty, Aliens in the Family. The show's premise centered on Doug Brody, played by John Bedford Lloyd, a human single father and scientist who falls in love with Cookie, portrayed by a Henson puppet, a blue-skinned alien from the planet Zabron. After marrying, Doug and Cookie merge their families, creating a blended household of human and alien kids. The family included Doug's teenage daughter, Heather, and younger son, Adam, alongside Cookie's children, Spit, a mischievous alien boy, and Snizzy, a quirky alien baby with a big personality. The concept aimed to explore typical family and relationship dynamics through the lens of an unconventional family, using humor and puppetry to highlight the comedy of blending two very different cultures. The mix of live actors and puppetry created a distinctive, colorful visual style, with the alien characters voiced and puppeteered by Henson's experienced team. Jim Henson Productions, known for The Muppet Show and Fraggle Rock, brought their renowned puppeteering skills to Aliens in the Family. The alien characters were complex animatronic puppets that added a unique visual appeal. However, the blend of traditional sitcom and puppet characters proved challenging, as audiences at the time weren't fully accustomed to seeing puppetry used in a primetime sitcom setting. The ambitious use of Henson animatronics also added production costs, which became an issue given the show's lukewarm reception. Aliens in the Family premiered as part of ABC's TGF lineup, which traditionally featured family-friendly sitcoms. However, the show's mix of puppetry, sci-fi humor, and traditional sitcom tropes seemed to clash with TGIF's mainstream tone. Critics and viewers alike were divided. Some appreciated the show's originality, while others found the alien characters bizarre or the humor too outlandish for a family sitcom. The rapid shift in tones, from family drama to absurdist sci-fi comedy, left viewers unsure of what to expect from episode to episode. Unfortunately, ratings fell quickly, and Aliens in the Family was pulled from the air after only 8 episodes, with the final 2 episodes remaining unaired. The show was eventually moved to a Saturday morning slot, but by then, it had lost momentum and ultimately disappeared from ABC's schedule. Despite its short run, Aliens in the Family has gained a small cult following over the years. Its combination of live action and puppetry, as well as its unusual premise, has made it a subject of curiosity for fans of experimental television and Henson Productions' unique work. The show is often remembered for pushing the boundaries of sitcom conventions, blending family comedy with sci-fi in ways that few shows have attempted since. As a notable failure, Aliens in the Family is sometimes referenced as an example of a high-concept show that struggled to resonate with a mainstream audience. Its attempt to bring Henson's puppetry into a primetime sitcom highlighted both the potential and the limits of integrating puppetry with live-action formats, especially in a family-centric sitcom genre. Aliens in the Family remains an interesting experiment in television history, a show that sought to bridge sitcom tradition with the whimsical and imaginative world of Jim Henson Productions. Though it ultimately failed to capture the audience it needed, the show's ambition and unique style have given it a lasting appeal among those who appreciate 1990s pop culture oddities. For viewers and TV historians, it stands as a reminder of the risks networks took during the decade when even the most unusual concepts could make it to air, if only for a brief time.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.